This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
All right, Michael, we got the Broncos 2026 schedule. Very, very tough. And we're going to actually have an epic segment where Michael is going to go through game by game and pick. I'm going to get Michael's final record. Any predictions on where Michael's going to go with that? We also know who the Avalanche will be playing in the Western Conference Finals. Let's go. A lot to get into today, a short time to do it. The whole show starts now. Taken something as simple as information on who your favorite football team is going to play, and they have turned it into a holiday. I mean, the schedule release, Michael, is bigger than the Stanley Cup playoffs, than the NBA playoffs. Schedule release has become a thing. And now, of course, you have the teams doing their own videos, and I watched a handful of them. Sorry, Mike, but I think the Raiders topped the Broncos video. I also think the Titans video was hilarious. They seemed to win. The Jags was terrifying. You know why it was terrifying, Michael?
Because they have an easy schedule?
No, because they teased us with the notion that Trevor Lawrence was going to cut his hair. Apparently that was fake. He didn't actually cut his hair. So they edited that to make it look like he cut his hair, and it looked terrible, so I'm glad he didn't cut his hair. You had a couple teams take advantage of the Mike Vrabel, Diana Russini thing. I think it was the Vikings and one other. Was it the Chargers, too? Chargers doing the cupcake thing?
It would have been better if it was like the Jets or somebody. Because they owe.
Did you see the Patriots release schedule?
Yeah.
Let me ask. Yeah.
I only what is saw the Broncos.
What is the most like safe thing you can put up there? What is something everyone loves?
Like Mickey Mouse and stuff.
Well, like be more broad.
Cake.
What can't we argue about? What who is innocent from us making fun of?
Children.
Babies and puppies. So the Patriots say, you know what? We're just going to release two puppies and give chew toys of all of the mascots or whatever of the teams we're going to play. And Michael, go to the comment section. They still got roasted for it. They can't do anything. The only thing they can do is not post. But they don't. Mike, I mean, they're social media guy. That's the easiest gig in sports. Because what are social media guys going to be judged on? What kind of content they put out? How many views it gets? That's got to be the easiest gig in terms of getting views and clicks than any team in the world.
No, it's going to be the hardest.
No, it's not.
It's going to be the hardest because they're trying to turn fans' opinions around.
No. I'm saying in terms of getting views. The Patriots get more clicks and views than anybody in sports right now.
But as far as like what they're supposed to do.
No, they're not going
it's
to.
The hardest.
No, it's not a task you're asking your social media team to do. You're not saying to them, "Hey, let's try to put out positive PR so that we can erase and wash away the stain of Mike Vrabel and Diana Russini's affair." Let's wash that away. No. If you're telling your social media team that, you are setting them up for failure. So the only thing they can do is continue to post as if nothing happened. But how long do you think it's going to take before a Patriots social media post is put out there and the majority of commenters are not talking about Vrabel and Rossini? How long do you think it's going to take? Or is this just life for
Until,
the Patriots
like,
now?
Probably a couple years after Vrabel gets fired, or
yeah, a couple
until
years
they're
after.
Caught cheating again.
Yeah. Wow. That story continues to, I mean, every single week, Michael, there's a different picture. I mean, how long was this going on? Wild, whatever. All right, Mike, we've got the Broncos schedule. Did you watch the Broncos schedule show or whatever video?
I did get the video.
It's pretty good.
Via text and via the Broncos app.
That's weird.
So I decided to watch it twice.
I did watch it twice.
Okay.
Because I didn't like it the first time. Second time, I get what they were doing. Sitting down, going through TV. I don't, a lot of the videos were lost on me, Michael, because I don't get a lot of pop culture. I don't watch The Bear, and I don't know any of the popular shows right now or commercials.
I don't watch The Bears either.
Well,
I'm
it's
more
the Bear.
Of a Broncos fan.
It's The Bear, Mike. Come on. Give me something. It's The Bear. It's a show. I'm not talking about the Chicago Bears. Just get your mind out of the... I'm obsessed with the Broncos.
UNC coach?
Man, it was nice yesterday. I don't know. I can't explain it. What? Not yesterday, but Wednesday. Just, I don't know, man. We had a great show. You remember. You were there. It was just awesome.
Yeah, I was there. It was so much fun.
Yeah, it was great. I can't put my finger on why it was so great. It was just awesome. It was fun to have deep conversations about sports instead of derail and go with... random thoughts from a brain. Faith texting in the Tlaib nod with the chains was funny. Yeah, that was like the Michael Crabtree thing. That was great. The Bo Nix thing, he was pitching stuff. They did the how to catch a predator, but how to catch a Fairweather fan with a Chiefs fan. That was pretty damn good, I gotta say.
Yeah, that was my favorite one.
Theirs wasn't the best. And I haven't seen all 32 of them. I think the Titans was pretty damn good. The Vikings, I'm going to say it. Anytime you put Chris Jericho in a video, sign me up, because I'm a fan of his wrestling career and his musical career, his band Fozzy. So you throw Chris Jericho in there and a kicker, yeah, I'm good with that. Pittsburgh's wasn't bad. Basically taking the new security guard through and learning about Pittsburgh lingo. And then when he finally sees the schedule, he becomes a Pittsburghan. Is that what they're called? Pittsburghan? You're Pittsburghan? Is that right? Is that fair?
I would say Pittsburgher.
Pittsburgher? Maybe. So theirs wasn't bad. The Falcons, I think, wins. Big Hub, if you're out there, my friend, I think Atlanta wins. They had the Drake. Who's the rapper Drake has a feud with? I don't really get that, but apparently Vey, my old producer, kind of brought me up to speed on that, because Lord knows you're not going to. You're not going to bring me up to speed.
I don't know anything about the hippity hoppity.
You could have just stopped it. I don't know anything. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. I don't like rap music, but I hate how you call it that. It just annoys me.
Hippity hoppity beboppity.
I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. It's not funny.
That's my old man way of saying, yeah, I don't like hippity hoppity.
You only like four things. There's four things you like. It's Legos, Star Wars, the Broncos you're obsessed with. And pizza.
We need to go back in the days where they play real instruments.
Okay.
And how come no one plays guitars anymore?
You're good. Let's go through the schedule, shall we? Everyone's thrown out their predictions, so of course I have to do what every other radio station in the history of the world is doing and give you my prediction on May 15th. Oh, no, actually, Michael, I want to go to the expert on this. I'm going to take you through the schedule, and you're going to tell me if that is a win or a loss for the Denver Broncos. Are you ready? Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. And we're going to do them right now. This actually goes to Michael Kirkpatrick. So, Michael, the season starts on Monday night at Kansas City. The Denver Broncos will be taking on the playoff-less Kansas City Chiefs. Of the first six games, the only team they're facing in those first six that did not make the playoffs last year, But the Chiefs might be back with a vengeance. Got themselves a stud running back. Patrick Mahomes is coming back. Their draft was really good. Michael, Denver Broncos at Kansas City. Where are we going?
The Broncos are going to beat the Chiefs.
Okay.
And they're going to embarrass them, and the referees are not going to help them.
All right. The Broncos are 1-0 to start the season. Anyone in the audience, if you're shocked, you shouldn't be. Home against the Trevor Lawrence, hair still in full bloom. Home against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Michael, are the Broncos starting 2-0?
The Broncos are going to give him a haircut with like 5 sacks and then win the game.
Shocker. Home against the Los Angeles Rams. Are the Broncos going to start this season, even though these first 6 games are going to be very complicated? Home against Sean McVay and Matt Stafford and a quarterback they didn't really want as their backup. Are the Broncos starting 3-0, Michael?
There's only one Ram that belongs here in Colorado, and that's the CSU Rams with a Washington Husky as their head coach. The Broncos will win. Go Broncos.
All right. The Broncos are 3-0, Michael. Then they go on a very tough trip to take on the Kyle Shanahans, the San Francisco 49ers. Very tough trip coming up for the Broncos on October 4th. How's this one going down, Michael? Surely the Broncos are not starting 4-0 in this ridiculous start to the season.
Well, you see, the 49ers, their practice field is next to like an electric station.
Okay.
So they all get injuries from all the electricity. So the Broncos are going to be a very battered and bruised San Francisco 49ers.
That was a weird journey you took us on, but it's important that
That's
we went
the
on
conspiracy
it.
Theory.
The Broncos are 4-0, according to Michael Kirkpatrick. Then they go on another tough trip. Remember, they lost to the Chargers early last year. Is that going to be the same on the road taking on the Los Angeles Chargers?
Michael? The Chargers don't belong in L.A., and everybody knows that. So the Broncos need to beat the Chargers. They probably should have beat them last year. Broncos win.
Okay. Broncos home against Shirley. They're not going to finish this thing 6-0 in the most complicated 6-week start for any team in the NFL, but they're going to be hosting on Prime Video the Seattle Seahawks. It will be is that going to be a Thursday game? Yes, it will be October 15th. Michael, surely the Broncos don't go 6-0 and beating the Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks, right?
The Broncos are going to go 6-0 and beat the Super Bowl champions, right? And don't call me Shirley.
Sunday, October 25th at Arizona. All right, schedule gets a lot easier, but it doesn't matter to the Broncos, at least according to Michael, because they're 6-0. They're not going to keep that going and get to 7-0 against the Arizona Cardinals, are they? They're going to have a letdown game? Surely.
Broncos don't have letdown games.
Oh, never. Nope.
Win.
7-0, says Michael Kirkpatrick. Home against the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday, November 1st. Sean Payton typically not great in September, but very good in October and November. Does he keep the ball rolling and go to 8-0 against the Chiefs?
Yes. Yes, he does.
Wow.
The Kansas City Chiefs will not be able to accidentally cheat their way out of this because everybody's on to them.
All right, we're only halfway through, Michael. You might as well fire up that music because the shock heard round the state of Colorado has the Denver Broncos at 8-0 right now before a trip to Carolina to take on an improved Panthers team, Michael, right before the bye week. Is there some overlooking? Are they really going to be 9-0, Mike?
They're going to be 9-0, all right.
So they beat the Carolina Panthers. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Now they go on a bye week on a week 10. Pretty good bye week there. That's a perfect bye week, in my opinion. Then they return home against the Las Vegas Raiders. Had one of the better schedule release videos. Two questions on this. Who will be the starting quarterback for the Raiders by that time? And will the Broncos win that game, Michael?
The Broncos last few years have done a good job knocking out Raiders quarterbacks, and I think the Broncos are going to intercept Kirk Cousins several times.
All right.
And he's going to get benched Maybe not for the rest of the season, but in that game.
So the Broncos will see Fernando Mendoza in this game, which will be a win, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, the Broncos are going to make Mendoza the starter after halfway through the third quarter.
Denver then goes to Pittsburgh, we think. I mean, they got a new coach. They might have, it sounds like they're probably going to have Aaron Rodgers. The Broncos, surely, Michael, I'm calling you surely again, are not going to be, what would this be? Are we on, are we 10-0? You think the Broncos are going to be, would this be 10? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. The Broncos, surely, are not going to be 11-0, Mike.
Broncos are going to be 11-0. Aaron Rodgers is going to be, he's going to have ayahuasca in his veins. And Broncos are going to blow them out, and don't call me Shirley.
How about the Miami Dolphins at home? This thing is rebooting, retooling.
It's going to be a lot easier to play the Dolphins at home because for some reason the Broncos just aren't good in Florida, against Tampa Bay.
All right. So you have the Broncos winning that game?
That is correct.
All right. I don't know why I'm asking anymore. On the road against the New York Jets, will they be 13-0?
Does anybody outside of the New York Jets fans think that the Jets are going to win that one?
No. So they're 13-0.
So they all agree with me.
Then they go to Las Vegas after that, and Michael already said he thinks that after the Broncos beat them the first time, that will be enough for them to make the change at quarterback. So Denver will be facing off for the full game, Fernando Mendoza.
I think he'll just be benched for 1 week, but the Broncos will probably injure him in this second one. They won't try to do it, but he'll probably get like a leg bruise or something and be unable to move adequately. So he'll get benched again for injury. So the Broncos will do that again.
You're not going to get
in
predictions.
The victory over the Raiders.
You're not going to get predictions like this anywhere else, folks. 14-0 home against the Buffalo Bills on Christmas night. Michael, I forgot to mention, one of that Pittsburgh game will also be on Black Friday. That will be the Black Friday football game. So I forgot to mention that. I was just so caught up in this amazing historic run that the Broncos are going on. It doesn't seem to matter when they play, how they play, who they play. According to Michael Kirkpatrick, will they be giving us a Christmas gift on Friday afternoon against the Buffalo Bills and go to 15-0?
Yes, and we can all have Buffalo burgers and Buffalo wings and devour them as the Broncos devour Josh Allen and his soon-to-be mediocre Buffalo Bills, who will barely make it into the playoffs.
All right, 15-0. Then they go to take on the New England Patriots on the road. The matchup we wanted to see last year with Bo Nix. Hopefully we get it this time. That will be a TBD game, a flex game, potentially. Shoot, Mike, come on. Almost cussed there. You don't have them going 16-0, do you? Really?
The Patriots are not America's team like the Broncos is America's team.
Nobody says the Patriots are America's team.
So Broncos will beat them.
Nobody says,
for
my
America.
Gosh, are you broken? Is it just broken? Like, does this not... home against the Los Angeles Chargers, you have them going 16-1. Come on, they're going to drop one, aren't they?
You know the Broncos. They're gonna rest all their starters Of course they will, because they're gonna have to rest them for the playoffs.
So what are you saying?
And so what's going to happen is the Broncos are going to shock the Chargers with a victory,
even with all their backups in, and they still beat the Chargers, and they are undefeated.
Yes, that's what's going to happen.
Undefeated season, 17-0.
Winning the Super Bowl.
Okay, so the Broncos are going 17-0 and winning the Super Bowl is what Michael Kirkpatrick says. Here's my quick take. At Kansas City, win. Home against the Jags, loss. Home against the Rams, win. At San Francisco, win. Home against the Los Angeles, loss. Home against Seattle, loss. At Arizona, win. Home against Kansas City, win. At Carolina, win. Home against the Raiders, win. At Pittsburgh, win. At home against the Dolphins, win. At New York, win. At Las Vegas, loss. Home against the Bills, loss. At New England, loss. Home against the Chargers, win. What's that put me at, Mike? 9? 24 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break here. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
What is the Dirty 30?
Give me a head with hair. Long, beautiful hair.
The boys aren't shaving until the Rockies win 30. Hear Rockies games and talk on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around, hey, I'll make them all day. I get one down in a second if you wait. I fly like
17-0, Mike. Wow. Do you ever just stop and like really want to try to think about it critically and logically? Or, I mean, anybody else, you know, I've heard you say you think the Avs are going to drop a playoff game. I've heard you say Washington is going to lose some games. But when it comes to the Denver Broncos, they're invincible in your mind. It's annoying. It's disgusting. It drives me crazy, to be honest with you, if I can be honest with you.
I'm like a Broncos player or a Broncos coach. I just don't see us losing.
Yeah,
When I
look at Michael Kirkpatrick, the first thing I think is he maybe a coach or a player at the pro level, maybe for the Broncos? Yeah, that is the first time I met you, actually. I was like, wow, a Broncos player is in the building. We got Lonster on the line.
We do.
Can Lonster, come on, give me realistic here. How many wins? How many wins for the Broncos in 2026?
You know what? I don't see them go 16-0. Way.
17-0 with the additional.
Yeah, 17-0. Yeah, oh yeah, don't forget they had those extra games added on, which I don't get that one. But hey, that's just me. I say I'm going to go 11-6.
11. And six. All right, mm-hmm. Lonster. There you go, man. 11-6. So you're going with 11. Yeah. I'm kind of flirting. Now, I just did it fast because the stage belonged to, the Broncos' best little buddy over there, Michael Kirkpatrick. But I think I just threw it out there. And my gut, that was a gut pick by me, and I've got him 10. I've got him at 10.
Yeah, I was kind of going with that, too. I was coming back and forth between those two a little bit.
Well, I usually get crap because I always say 11. I just get close. I could easily see the Broncos being more around 8 or 9. And I'm going to do real picks. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. The first week of before we get into the season, I suppose. And I'm going to go through it. I'm going to be studying up on the teams a little bit more. So that could change. I'm definitely not going higher than 10. I'll tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm. Same here. But no, I don't know. That's just a brutal schedule. And to me, Peyton is going to have to prove that he can coach a little bit more. I'm just not sold on his coaching at times.
See, and I like his coaching. You know the guy, I'm telling you right now, that I worry about, and that's Bo. This season is going to be crucial in determining whether or not he really is that. Because, like, right now, I think he's a fine quarterback. I think he's good. Mm-hmm. But I did not fall into that world after he got hurt of, you know, with Bo Nix, they win every single game that they're in. I wasn't living there.
No, if he can keep healthy, he can. But if somebody hits that ankle, we're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully not. I don't know if a lot of people were aware of the Chargers schedule release video, but they did like a Halo throwback of the video game, and they showed a shot taken at Bo Nix's ankle, and a lot of people are really frustrated with that. But I thought it was all in good fun. So we'll see.
Well, for a person who's really not into videos that much, I think the Chargers kind of hit it right on the docket right there.
Chargers was good. I thought the Raiders was really good. The Falcons probably my favorite. Lonster, what's for lunch today, my friend?
Oh, you know what? I haven't even thought about it. I really haven't.
What? It's 11:32, Lonster. We're creeping up to lunchtime.
I know, but it's still, I haven't really thought about it. I was too busy listening to your show more than anything.
You know, I've had listeners actually say they forget to eat, sometimes forget to breathe when they listen to the show because they just don't know what's coming up next.
Yeah, that's it. That's it right there.
All right, Lonster. Have a great weekend, my friend.
No, I think, I'll tell you what, I tell you the team I think to look out for is the Chargers. I think they could be a team to maybe...
I think this division's going to be tough. I think the Raiders might be on somewhat of an improve, too.
I'm not sold on the Raiders.
We'll see, Lonster. Have a good weekend, man.
Hey, you do the same. Thanks.
First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Faith says, so basically the Broncos will be undefeated, according to Michael. Brady, why did you take so much time doing that segment? You could have just asked Michael if they're going undefeated or not. I know, but I thought maybe if I took you game by game, you might actually... You didn't even look at the schedule. Like, you were just in a weird little zone back there. I thought maybe... If we go game by game, there might be something in that brain of yours that's logically thinking, no, they're not going to beat the Super Bowl champs. They're not going to go on the road and beat Kansas City and San Francisco, right? But no, of course, Michael has them going, what is that? What is that? Why? Like, do you really believe that what you say? You really believe this? I mean, be honest
with me. Do I have
to
explain it again? Do I have to explain it again?
You're not obviously going to pick based on anything that a regular sports person would do. You're not going to tell me, hey, I like the way that the Broncos match up here with their cornerbacks against their receiving core, or I think the pass rush is going to get to... Like, I know you're not going to give me anything there, so you might as well. Take me through it. What goes through your brain? Why do you actually think the Broncos are going undefeated?
All right, so I'll explain it for the 12th time.
That's just dumb.
Every morning... That the Broncos play.
Yeah, not always in the morning.
I go, it's time for the Broncos to win. I just know it. It always happens. Every morning. It doesn't matter who's out. Doesn't matter who they're playing. I wake up and I got this positive feeling. So why should I go against that positive feeling?
Because it's
why
wrong.
Why do it?
Because it's wrong. And it's been wrong every single year of your life. That's why you should go against that?
I mean, that positive feeling's been more right than wrong in my fanship.
Is there a game that you look at all on the schedule and go, there's a chance that they lose?
Are always a chances that they lose, but look, the Broncos...
Okay, here.
The faith
New game.
Just says no.
New game.
Not faith the listener.
New game. I want you to... If you tell me there's a chance they can lose, take me through this, okay? Quickly. At Kansas City. Is there a chance they lose?
Look, there's a chance that they could lose every game,
okay,
but they're just not going
to. We can't even play this game. We can't even play this game. There's a chance they could lose to the Chiefs? Really? In your mind? There's a chance?
Yes, there's a chance that they could lose, but they're
so
not
I'm counting
going
that
to
as
because
a loss.
My orange Kool-Aid.
I'm counting that as a loss. How is there a chance that they lose at home against the Jags?
I mean, there's always a chance.
Counting that as a loss.
Possible.
Is there a chance they lose at home to the Rams?
I mean, there's always a chance.
Is there a chance they lose on the road at San Francisco?
There's always a chance. Anything's possible, but...
At Los Angeles.
Again, the Kool-Aid.
Home against Seattle.
Running my life.
You have the Broncos actually losing every game based on this new one, because you're saying there's a chance that they lose. All right. There we go.
There's always chances.
Now we're getting somewhere.
There's always chances. Something could happen.
How about we do this? Is there a better chance of them losing this game? Can we do that? Could we go there? I'm trying to get you there, Mike. I'm trying to get you to think like a real boy.
I'm already thinking.
Yeah,
thinking with
17-0,
a belly full of orange Kool-Aid.
That first six games is going to be a gauntlet. Now, I know the Chiefs weren't a playoff team last year, but I think they bounce back and at least make the playoffs. But I do like Denver winning that game. I think the Broncos have the Chiefs, and I just don't know. I'm very curious to see how Mahomes follows up the injury this upcoming season. I'm not going to go out on that crazy limb and say we're going to start to see the decline of Patrick Mahomes, but I wonder if his dominance is going to fade here in the next few years.
His dominance is going to fade, and I think we're going to see the downfall of Patrick Mahomes. But I think this year is going to be worse than next year. I think this year is going to be a bad year for him. Next year will be better for him.
Isai Chris says, Brady, you should have seen that coming. 19-0 for the Super Bowl. Nice try to bring in the, quote, co-host. He's not a co-host. A co-host would actually be analytical here. A co-host would actually go through the schedule with me like a normal person and weigh in on whether or not they think they can really win this. I mean, the Broncos have one of the more difficult first 6 weeks than anybody, maybe the most difficult than anybody in the league. And Michael has them just breezing right through, no issues. Even has them resting their starters against the Chargers' final game of the season, but somehow winning that one, too.
Yes.
Yeah, so that is why you are board operator. You push the buttons back there.
I can operate the board, and I'm the co-host.
That is false. If you were the co-host, you know what? I will name you co-host right now of the whole show if you go through and predict the Broncos to actually lose some games.
I've already been named co-host. The listeners have named me co-host.
Well, luckily they don't
co-host.
Get that power. The Hooligans, I love you, but if you guys really believe Michael's the co-host, your judgment scares me, and I cannot rely on you for that kind of thing. I will name you. I will knight you. I will knight thee, Michael Kirkpatrick, the 467th co-host, nay, host of the whole show, if you actually predict the Broncos to lose some games in 2026. What do you think, buddy? This is it.
I'm a co-host.
We'll change. Predict the Broncos to lose a game then. Tell me the Broncos are going to lose to Kansas City
on the road. The orange
golly,
Kool-Aid.
I will give you
running
$20.
My, coursing through my veins.
I'll give you $20 if you pick the Broncos to lose a game.
How about I get the $20 and don't pick the Broncos to lose the game?
Yeah, I don't understand you. You know what? The Broncos need you for their schedule release. That's what they need. They need to put you on the couch, rest in your little eyes, and every time they announce a game and you just go, they're going to win. Every time. That's must-see right there. That would beat every schedule release video. You in if I can write a letter?
I'd be okay with that as long as the Broncos paid me. And let's see here, merchandise, a little bit of spending money, like a little bit of grocery money, and I get to hang out with the owners.
Hmm.
And a free Walmart account.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot. 39 minutes after the hour. I'm sorry, Hooligans. I'm sorry I put you through this, but I thought maybe we could get Michael to do something. What are you trying to do back there? Are you adding something? What are you doing?
I'm doing mathematics here.
I just saw your lips moving back there, and then the confusion really, it looks like there's a lot happening back there, man. I think I see sparks actually popping out of your ears. Is everything okay?
I have a lot of stuff to do today, so I'm doing two things at once.
All right. Good to know you are focused on the show. 40 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Shout out to the Eaton Country Club, Northern Colorado's hidden gem of a golf course. They have some of the best greens in all of Northern Colorado. You got to check them out. And they have public tournaments going on all the time. So if you're thinking about becoming a member at the Eaton Country Club, check out their schedule throughout the summer months and try it out. Try it for yourself. That's check them out online at eatoncc.net. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Go Pokes texting in. So who's going to be the surprise team in the AFC this year? I've got the Raiders being much better than most believe. I do think the Raiders will be better. I still am not sure what they were doing with the quarterback thing, although their video, did you happen to see their? I know you probably didn't because that would burn your skin and your eyeballs, but their release video was actually very good. They did the, what's the Will Ferrell movie with John C. Reilly? The funny one. Step Brothers? Yeah, that was good. That was actually pretty good. Isn't it crazy that the NFL has done this, though, Mike? They have taken an entire, now they have their show, but nobody cares. They want the videos, the team videos, and we want to talk about it. We're all doing our picks and taking it so seriously and all this on May 15th. You got NHL playoffs still going on. You got NBA playoffs still going on. Baseball has begun. and you've got a lot of chatter around the college world, and yet this has been dominated all week. It's not just Thursday, because they're genius about it, Michael. We knew about the Broncos-Chiefs game on Monday. They leak out all these little updates and a couple of different schedules coming out here or there, just enough to keep us talking through the week. And then Thursday, they hit you with the full load. Then the teams are doing their videos that has us talking about that. It is crazy to me how the NFL operates. And I'm not bashing it. The schedule, look, we've gone 47 minutes here, Mike, and pretty much the entire start of the show has been around the Broncos schedule, the release videos, the NFL schedule, all that. So, I mean, they're the king for a reason, man. Nobody else does this. Nobody else does this. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. However, there are other things going on. Michael, we now know who the Avalanche will be playing in the Western Conference Finals, and that will be the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
Good.
Yeah, get a little revenge. What was that, 2021? It was the year before they won the Cup. Vegas knocked them out in the second round.
Yeah, I remember when they had that that 10-minute penalty, that they 10-minute major,
yeah,
that they had in game one, and they didn't score in that. It just, something just felt wrong. It felt like they were going to get beat in that year. And I think they ended up losing in five games. So they won that one, lost in five games. They just kind of petered out. And it was after that 10-minute major penalty that they did not score during.
Yeah, and that was close. That series was close to having us really talking about Jared Bednar and him being the future with the Avs. It was all about the following season, because they kept losing in the second round of the playoffs. He just couldn't get past it. So after they lost to the Golden Knights in the second round, they went on to win the Stanley Cup the following year. So they exercised those demons. Bednar did it again. The Avs are past the... What a game, by the way. We weren't on the air yesterday. We had the Rockies. Probably should have just went on the air. That was a bad game. But, Michael, I tweeted out to start the third period that the Avalanche were going to come back and win. They were down 3-1. I thought the second period, they just looked better. They looked sharp. Obviously, they make the change in the second and they go with Scott Wedgwood. This isn't an indictment on listen, I want to be the guy that's like, hey, I was right. I thought changing goalies wasn't a great idea. Well, it did work in the game that I was fighting against, but I would have kept Scott Wedgwood in. I still don't knock what Bednar did. I think what he did was the right move. And I think everything he said, everything Scott Wedgwood said, they are handling this so well. Wedgwood even said it, Mike, like, dude, Blackwood had my back when I was struggling last week, and then I did the same thing. He said it at the beginning of the season. He told his guys, he's going to take all of us, every single one of us, and that includes two goalies. I thought Bednar handled it really well. He said, hey, if I could have afforded to bench everybody and put different guys in after the first period, I would have done it. So it's all on Mackenzie Blackwood. They were all pretty bad in that first.
Yeah, Mackenzie Blackwood had that one where he allowed the rebound. That was on him. Everything else, skaters
was tough.
Were really unimpressive. And in the second period, it just came out immediately. It feels like they have their goalies' backs. And as soon as Bednar pulls the goalie and says, you know what, I'm pulling the goalie, and they realize that they've screwed over the goalie, it's like they're like, oh, I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry, dude. We're going to play for you.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it was majority of the game. I mean, there were a couple times where the Wild got wild, but for the most part, it was the Avalanche.
Texture here from the 970. The NFL is amazing on the NFL at doing this, even though I'm not a fan. It is also impressive how all of their teams are really good, unlike baseball, where only 10 of the 30 teams are realistically competitive. Not an NFL fan, I mean. But go Avs. Yeah, I think even the rare non-NFL fans can respect and appreciate what they do, how they do this. It is a machine. The NFL is just a machine.
Yeah, if you want to learn how to market, learn from the NFL.
They figured it out, man. What was your favorite schedule release video? If you happen to see some of them, let me know. We'll take a quick break here. I'll wrap up hour number one. Joining us in the final hour, we do not have the movie review today. We do not have Michael and Brady review movies because blah, 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 blah. Because we didn't watch it. So we're skipping it. We're skipping Field of Dreams.
We're
skipping
it.
Where are we going next week? That will be the discussion.
Comedy.
Derbs and Tanner will join us in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll be right back.
The Greeley Stampede is almost here. Join Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint for Rodeo Radio this June in Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, a former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, coming up in the next hour, we got top stories of the day. The NFL basically saying we're not going to do something to teams if they, you know, I'll get to that. Deion Sanders said Shedeur Sanders went through hell last year. He went through hell. I feel like it was self-inflicted. The whole little room he put up to announce that he was going to be drafted early in the first round and then ultimately to drop to the fifth. I think he brought all that stuff on himself. I don't really feel bad, but I'll get into that story a little bit later on. More on the Broncos schedule. We got a bunch of stuff to get to today. The dude down the hall, Tanner Schwint, will join us in about an hour. Looking forward to mixing it up with the fellas here on the whole show. So stay tuned. There is zero reason, Michael, zero, for you guys to tune away. So, don't go. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.